morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:03 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good stuff coming up for you today. We're going to get into the Department of Agriculture and their consumer report in a little bit. We're going to get into that. Looking for the consumer report for 2022. Interested in that one. Looking forward to diving into that. Got a couple of that ain't right stories that we have to do. And some good stories of the day to wrap up on. We like to usually start our 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment for you, whether it's Mondays, the kitchen's open, or just some random entertainment news and notes. We like to dive into those. And we have to start here with arguably the most popular show in the world right now, coming to an end.
Oh.
Kevin Costner, they say in this article, Kevin Costner might be leaving Yellowstone. He is leaving Yellowstone due to scheduling conflicts. It's not just because of that, but we'll get in more into that. He's busy directing and starring in a Western called Horizon that's going to be about 10 hours long. And that could lead to the original Yellowstone coming to an end when season 5 wraps later this year. But the show is very popular, so if that happens, there's talk of a possible spinoff with Matthew McConaughey. And that is what is known as misdirection, everybody. How do I keep this thing that is piping hot right now, one of the hardest things to do in entertainment, have a hit TV show? How do I keep that around? How do I keep people interested in glued to it and everything? I give you something that'll keep it going. If I don't have this actor I'm bringing on or that actor I'm bringing on, we're doing a spinoff and we're doing this. Matthew McConaughey has no ties to this show and has not come out and said that he would be a part of this show. His agent has not said he was to be a part of this show or anything like that. There's no contracts or anything like that. It's just a rumor, and a spokesperson for Paramount said, "We have no news to report. Kevin Costner is a big part of Yellowstone, and we hope that that's the case for a long time to come. But we are always working on franchise expansions on this incredible world, and Matthew McConaughey is a very fantastic actor." By the way, McConaughey is going to voice Elvis Presley in an upcoming adult animated series called for Netflix called Agent Elvis. It follows Elvis as a secret agent.
Oh my!
That is okay. I've said for many, many years how I feel about Kevin Costner and how I feel about his talent level. He's the only actor I say this about, really, and I only do this in part because I'm right, and also I'm joking. It's opinion. It's opinion based. There is no right or wrong here. There's plenty of people out there that their favorite actor in the world is Kevin Costner, and there's people like me out there. I'm in the overwhelming majority as far as SAG members and other actors are concerned, but that's here or there. You guys don't care about that. What I do care about is people taking advantage of other people. And people just using other people to raise up their star status, especially when their star has faded because they have taken advantage of their career and taken it lightly and considered, well, I don't have to care about my fans. They're always going to be Costner fans. They're always going to, I'll just come out with another Western. I'll just do that. And what he did with this was, my star has faded. I'm going to jump to network TV. That's what all these other actors are doing. I'll jump on a TV show, build my status up, raise a bunch of money, and then get to do the thing I want to do. Here's where the problem comes in. Not only do fans get attached to these characters in these shows, so it's not just about you. Art ceases to be yours when it is brought to the public. I'm an artist, and that frustrates me, but it's the truth. It's the way of the world. It's the way art works. Also, you have a contract. You got a contract you signed, man. And he doesn't, they said scheduling conflicts. Here's what this breaks down to, everybody. Kevin Costner doesn't want to spend 5 to 6 weeks filming this. He wants to spend a week doing this and get paid double the amount of what he has been paid to do that. And this is not the way his contract, he wants to rework his contract in the middle of the, basically he wants to change the rules in the middle of the game. And he's one. It's not to say he's the only actor that does this. He's one of the most famous at doing this. He's famous for signing up to do a movie, get a week or two into the filming of that movie, and then decide he wants to change his schedule. And not because he has another project or any of these things. It's because Kevin Costner is a lazy actor. And I would say that to his face. It bothers me. I don't watch Yellowstone. I'm not a fan of the show. I could be. I love Westerns. I could easily be drawn into it. What I'm bothered by is it's so hard for all. They don't talk about the editors, the best boy, the people that are doing hair and makeup, all these other people. Their jobs, their livelihoods are tied to this show. And all of a sudden, it's a hit. Well, I have a consistent paycheck for the next who knows how long or anything. Thank God I've got this. This is a break for me and my family. This could be generationally changing. Oh, wait, Kevin Costner doesn't want to do it anymore? Oh, okay. I guess it's wrapping up, everybody. So much for that. It's a smack in the face to fans, and he gets away with it time and time again. And it just, it's very lazy to me. It's very sad to me. As somebody like 1,000 other people out there that are dying for a career that would you know, grateful, easily sign up for this stuff. It's a real smack in the face. It really is. And I shoot myself in the foot whenever I do these things. You know, spoiler alert, Kevin Costner's got quite a bit of pull out there. it doesn't exactly help my career. But I also got to be able to look in the mirror. I also got to be look at my students when I'm talking to them and I'm telling them that there's hope in this industry, that there is good people in this industry, people that...
Well, there should also be integrity.
And your word should matter. And every time that they want to talk about an actor or an entertainer of some kind and, oh, we can't trust them or, oh, they're just actors or any of these things, this stuff just adds to that.
Well, that hurts that industry.
And come on. Has anybody ever left a Kevin Costner movie, TV show or anything and been like, my God, he really blew me away in that one. Ooh, that's one of the greatest actors I've ever seen. He doesn't have the talent to back this up, is my opinion. My opinion.
Yeah, and you're entitled to your opinion.
I've never heard...
I can't even honestly name any movies he's been in.
Well, I can't say... To me, I think the big one is Field of Dreams most people look at. Are you telling me that there's not another actor that couldn't have done the exact job or a better job than Kevin Costner in that role? I love this idea of, you know, if you want to be able to tell if an actor is really good or really great at a role, try to imagine somebody else in that role. Can you? Mm-hmm. If you can't, then a lot of times that does mean that, hey, that's the perfect actor for that role. In that performance of, you know, that or Dances with Wolves or any of these other, you know, projects he's been in, I can think of 5 or 10 actors right now off the top of my head that could do the job or do it just as well, if not better.
Yeah.
I can't think of any role he's ever done where I couldn't picture somebody else in that role doing that performance.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those were the big ones from my childhood, the Bodyguard and what's the other one? Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Oh, and Waterworld. I did kind of. Like, there's movies that I like that he's been in, but it's not necessarily because of him. Like, Hidden Figures. He's in that. I don't remember him being in that. Mm-hmm. I remember that being an awesome movie.
Yeah. Interesting news here as we're talking about TV shows, and they are getting more and more popular, which is weird to say because TV has been around for a long time. But the numbers for streaming and that are shooting up as the box office numbers are shooting down. Mm-hmm. So interesting idea here as theaters have been working for decades to try to get more and more people to the theater. We've done stories going back to Carl and I doing the show together of a theater in Southern California that incorporated a jungle gym, like a gymnasium almost. Like they got slides and stuff in there and everything. So your
kids?
Yeah, kids can play on that while you're watching the movie. Because that'll go well.
Yeah, nobody will get hurt doing that.
Yeah, and it's not like the parents won't have a completely easy time just focusing on the movie. I'm sure that they won't be distracted by their children hanging from jungle gyms or anything.
And are the kids just supposed to be silent while they're doing this?
Yes, yes. That's it. I love there's one little sign that says quiet. That's Well, AMC is adding an exciting new feature to their moviegoing experience, and I say exciting lightly. You will now get to choose between paying even more or having a worse seat.
Yep.
AMC is rolling out a new pricing system called Sightline, where tickets will be priced differently based on where you're sitting. It's like how concerts work, or sporting events, plays, or even airlines. So it was probably inevitable that they would get to this point. Not all prices are changing. Standard sightline seats will be the most common and will be available for the usual high cost of a ticket. But value sightline tickets will cost slightly less. That's for less popular seats, like the front row, and the preferred sightline seats will cost you slightly more. Those are the prime seats in the middle of the theater. This new pricing will start this weekend in some cities like New York, Chicago, and Kansas City, but it'll be at all their locations by the end of the year.
So how are they going to make, because usually movie theaters, general seating, like you don't have an assigned seat.
Yeah.
You go in and you pick the seat you want. So they're going to change that and then expect, so if I pay more for a ticket and somebody's in my seat, like that's putting more work on their employees.
You know, and they're not talking about upping their pay or anything like that.
No,
that is not happening at all. There's no talk of that at all.
No, because people would just buy the cheaper ticket and then go sit wherever they want.
And locally, if you're wondering, I do believe that Rogers Cinema is a part of the AMC network, you know, umbrella. I do believe. So, and those are some of the more popular ones here in Wisconsin, of course, Rogers Cinemas. So this
and if
is,
the theater is mostly empty and people buy all of the cheap seats, they're going to sit in the better seating anyway. And then what? Were employees supposed to go over there? Well, you can't sit here, but the theater's empty. Yeah, but you didn't pay for that seat. And?
and how much tension is that going to cause? And putting those people who are usually teenagers... in a very awkward, uncomfortable, horrible position that they are not paid for. There's no way they're making the money for half of what they
this
do,
is
let
not
alone.
Not worth the free popcorn.
Right.
See
yeah,
ya.
Yeah. So then
if
you've
they
got
even
a lack
get
of
that.
You got a lack of people that may be wanting to do that job. I mean, I love going to the movies. It's one of my earliest memories. It's part of how I fell in love with acting, with cinema, how I believe that I fell in love with the art of that. And there's nothing like an experience of seeing a movie in a theater. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of cinemas, but I do think that it is going to become more and more where it's like, wow, your town has a drive-in movie theater? Oh, that's amazing. Like, I think it's going to get closer to that, where, well, your town has a movie theater? Whoa, that's pretty impressive. I'm not talking about the big major cities. They'll always have theaters.
Right.
I'm talking
but
about
little ones are...
Yeah.
They're harder to keep alive because they just don't have the people coming to fill the seats.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it doesn't help anything that the industry keeps, like, spending more and more on these movies, and it makes it harder and harder for a movie theater.
And then upping the prices.
Yeah, yeah. It's a circle. It's, you know, there's no one person to blame on this one. It's a lot of different, you know, fingers pointed at a lot of different things.
Yeah, maybe if, you know, the wage increase could keep pace with inflation and with all the other rising prices, we'd be able to afford to do these things that we're supposed to and expected to be able to do to keep this giant industry going.
And I don't expect this to be common knowledge. Of course, the media wouldn't necessarily put this out there. Actors are getting paid less than they've ever gotten paid in the last 3-4 years, really going back right before the pandemic. Whereas production companies are making more than they've ever made, including during the pandemic.
We could add to that oil companies and CEOs and all of the people at the top.
It's a common theme with a lot of industries. I wanted to get to this before we wrap up. Just a reminder of what's new on the small screen tonight. Of course, the State of the Union address will be on 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Standard Time. We will have that, of course, right here on our radio station.
We will air that on our station.
8 to 10, we will have the State of the Union address from Washington, D.C. tonight. And, of course, we'll have our original programming leading up to that, talking about this, and, of course, afterwards, talking about it.
Yes.
And at the same time that that's going on, the 13th season premiere of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And is that America? Is that is that our country? Is that what we've
been?
This is it. This is. Oh, and even better. Also, a little bit later, the series premiere of History's Greatest Heists with Pierce Bronson. An 8-episode series hosted by the great Pierce Bronson, all about the greatest heists in American history.
So, oh, that's great.
So that and the Housewives thing and the State of the Union address all going on within the same. And you got a new episode of Night Court tonight, too. So there you go. That's great.
Good.
That's good.
Good.
The talk show circuit, Jimmy Fallon's got Christopher Waltz on, along with Fitz and the Tantums. Jimmy Kimmel has the wonderful Selma Hayek on. Stephen Colbert has Tom Hanks on, and James Corbin has Jay Ellis. Seth Meyers has Reese Witherspoon stopping by.
Oh, great.
Just a quick look at your small screen. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got That Ain't Right stories and coming up for you and some other fun stuff all on the way. When we get back, Melissa and I are going to dive into the Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Act and their top 10 consumer complaints of 2022.
Yes.
I'll find a way to word that. Okay. When we come back here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. And Melissa sent this over the other day, and I was looking forward to getting into it, but I wanted to be able to take our time with it, Mel. And we've kind of got a little bit of time here, so let's go ahead and do this. Wisconsin Department of Agricultural, Trade, and Consumer Protection released their top 10 consumer complaints of 2022.
Mm-hmm. This is an interesting list.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's noteworthy. All of it's noteworthy. I don't know if we have the time to dive into all of these too in depth, but I definitely want to touch on all of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, landlord and tenant issues. They were the number one complaint filed by DACAP in 2022. Consumers filed 1,912 complaints with disputes between landlords and tenants that could not be resolved between parties. A slight increase from 2021.
So there were a lot of issues with, there's always issues with landlords and tenants.
Yeah.
Whether that's because the landlords are not following good practice or repairing the apartments or houses like they should, or whether tenants are being bad tenants. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens both ways. And then you're dealing with things like mold damage or... There's a lot of issues that are out there. It's interesting that I didn't know you could file a complaint with the Department of Agriculture and Trade and Consumer Protection, but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Taking a look at the next one on the list here, telemarketing. DACAP received 1,651 telemarketing complaints in 2022, a decrease from 21. The complaints included issues related to robocalls, phishing and spoofing, imposter scams, harassment, and Wisconsin Do Not Call Registry violations. I thought this would have been number one.
Well, I think that they are making efforts to kind of crack down on this, especially calls coming from out of the country and this is a big part of what this agency does in protecting consumers.
Yes.
And protecting them from, there's been notifications that have come out when there's a specific area being targeted, like we just heard recently here, where they're calling to say, you know, you're the grandparent scam, where you get a call from somebody that says, you know, Grandma, I just need to get some bail money, and somebody's going to come to your house to pick it up.
Right.
And then somebody actually shows up at their house. And it's all a spoof. It's all a fake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they were trying to get the word out about that to be aware.
Yeah, it's a dangerous, thing. And it's certainly we want you safe and you know, being able to protect these things. Look out for yourself when it comes to some of this. And we're always going to keep you up to date on this. So, you know, when we find out about different scams going on in our area and everything, we will certainly be touching on them.
Yes.
Number three was home improvement. Home improvement concerns accounted for 1,216 complaints in 2022, more than double the volume received in 2021. The top issues include consumers reported to include failure to provide services and materials, failure to honor warranties, failure to properly disclose lien waivers, and poor workmanship, a lot of the norms when it comes to this one. That is a little surprising to me, especially that it doubled. Do you think that just doing a tiny bit of research on this, some of it seems to be because of rush jobs or trying to hurry on things, especially, oh, I've got everything I need. The house is all done. I'm just waiting for this one piece. You wait. You finally get that piece and you kind of rush to get the job done because you're already, the way a lot of construction works, you're already working on the next house. You're working on the next gig. Not to make excuses for this or anything. I think that some of it, while unacceptable, is understandable.
Well, do you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody's like, all right, we're stuck at home. Let's do DIY projects at home. Let's reinstall, you know, I don't know, drywall in this room. And so I wonder if that's why it doubled, because people messed stuff up and then had to hire out to get it fixed. And then everybody was overworked.
I'm pretty sure that's got to be a pretty high percentage of it.
It has something to do with it.
Definitely does come into play on this one, yeah. Telecommunications. DECAP received 655 complaints regarding telecommunication service in 22, up slightly from the previous year. Consumers reported issues including billing disputes, unfair termination of service, deceptive and misleading representation. Yeah, dealt with some of that myself. Yeah. I ain't never signing a phone contract again, I'll tell you that much. Like, you know, I'll say this. I grew up with a lot of hustlers. They at least let you know that they were hustlers. They were honest about what they were. I mean, I'm not saying that they were doing noble things or anything like that, but they were, at least you knew. If you were walking up to somebody playing three-card Monty, you weren't doing it expecting, you know, consumer traits and everything. Like, some of these businesses, especially these phone companies, get away with is no different than playing three-card Monty on the side of the street. They just got a building and employees and things like that. Identity theft, big one. With 513 complaints of identity theft in 2022, DECAP received a third of the complaints that it received the preceding year.
Wow, it's good that it fell.
That's very encouraging. I was looking for some hope here, somewhere to grab some encouragement, and that certainly stands out to me.
Yeah. Well, and I know that the places where they've had data breaches and things have been happening, those companies, some of them are doing more than others, but some are at least, you know, will monitor your credit for free for the next year, which a year isn't really long enough. You kind of need to then, you know, monitor your credit for a longer time to make sure that nothing is being stolen from you.
It doesn't come across like a lot of these companies, no matter how big they are, took this that seriously until consumers started taking it seriously. And once that happened, then they realized, oh, wait a minute, they're affecting my money. They're affecting my stocks. Okay, I better start caring about security. I better start caring about protecting
their information. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, in the idea, and this is, this is a bit of a going down a different rabbit hole, but the idea of not even somebody stealing it, but them willingly selling it, and that kind of thing, and realizing, hey, wait, we don't like that. Oh, okay, now we'll stop doing it after the damage has already been done. Medical services, again, another one that I think there's some encouragement here, as low as it is on the list. Complaints related to medical services increased 60% with consumers filing 440 complaints in 2022. So that part, not as encouraging.
No.
Issues reported by consumers including billing disputes, deceptive and misleading representations, and unsatisfied service. Another one, and the big one is the surprise billing, which you notice... Yeah. Very similar to other things that just ain't right. There is the other side of this too, though, where some of these complaints they're seeing are just what I could find a little bit from DECAP, and you can look at the same information that I am, pull it up on the webpage. There were a lot of complaints from people that didn't want to have service certain things that they were required for a job or something like that. The anti-vax thing, some of that.
Okay.
I don't think that was a huge number in this. I don't know how many of those 440 are, but that was part of this.
Well, and we are all very well aware that healthcare in this country is very expensive and sadly ineffective because a lot of people can't afford it.
Yeah. Finding, a provider can be a difficulty even when you do have insurance and stuff.
Well, and some of those complaints were because they, you know, were given, okay, you need to go see this person. Well, that person was out of their network. So then they receive an unexpected bill that's not covered by insurance. And there's not a really great system of, like, every time I go into the doctor when I have insurance, I'm immediately asking, okay, you're sending me to that person. Are they covered? You know, am I going to be covered with my insurance if I go to see that person? You got to make sure you ask the questions and ask them again.
My mom and dad have actually a handful of questions written out because mm-hmm. they wanted to make sure not to forget anything.
Yes. Yeah, very important thing to do when you're going to the doctor.
So just to tie into that, also on this list, health and medical products, new to DACAP's top 10 in 2022, health and medical products, with 217 complaints involving billing disputes, delivery failure, refund adjustment policy concerns, and more.
Mm.
That doesn't help any of this.
No, and a lot of those are for things I would assume, like in-home care. Mm. Where you have things being delivered to your home. So that would, if you're not getting the stuff on time, that would warrant a complaint.
Yeah. Travel was also on this list. The category covered a variety of issues, including motor vehicle rentals, airlines, hotels, and motels, and travel company service bundling. Some disputes on that. Also,
I believe there's a bill going through on that. I just saw a headline about it. I didn't really dig into it, about refunds for passengers when flights double book their seat.
Right where I wanted to go, Mel. Nicely done. we've been talking about this, actually, just kind of in a roundabout way with the airline situations we've had going back to Christmas. Mm-hmm. And really, but even before that, really. But the big stuff that happened over there was Spirit Airlines and that, and so much of that headache that was going on. There are some heads that are going to roll when it comes to that. And like a lot of things in society right now, chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, yeah, you got enough people angered, change is going to happen.
It doesn't always happen right away.
No.
But make no mistake about it. If you do this to people, Melissa's 100% right. Look at, I don't know, human history. Like, go back to any point in human history, and you will see people rising up on these things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference of rising up by taking people to court and by trying to take things into your own hands. I want to be very clear about that.
Yes. Again, there is no excuse for violence.
You and your militia are cowards. You and your little groups of people and those things that you think you're doing something that for other people, you're doing it for your own ego, you're doing it for your own self, and you're a child. You're a coward.
Yeah.
That's me speaking for myself only. Mm-hmm. You can direct anything right at me for that.
Leave policing to the police.
Seems like a good idea, right? You know, mm-hmm. it seems like a pretty fair idea. Furniture and home furnishings. Also new to the top 10 consumer complaints list is furniture home furnishings, receiving 189 complaints. Specific issues concerned consumers reporting failure to provide service or deliver goods, failure to honor vendor policies, deceptive and misleading representation, and refund adjustment policy concerns.
Hmm. Okay.
So basically everything in that industry, that's rough.
Pretty
much. It's low on the list, but that is rough. Huh.
Yeah.
And auto sales wrap this up, and we're talking new and used.
This doesn't surprise me.
No, I, again, would have thought this would have been the bigger one.
Higher
one of the biggest
on the list,
ones, yeah. The 10th consumer complaint category in 2022 was both new and used auto sales, about which DACAP received 184 complaints. Common among these complaints were reports of inadequate disclosures, as well as deceptive and misleading representation in direct mail flyers.
Ooh. That's one.
That's a big
one. Pay attention to, yeah, because if you're getting it on paper, I mean, that's a whole lot different than buying a used car from some dude that says, yeah, everything's fine. And you drive away and your muffler falls off.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot about this list that stands out. And just, you know, you have to be not only smart about these things, but when bad things happen with any of this stuff, you got to, you know, raise some attention to it. You have mm-hmm. to reach out to the Department of ATCAP. You have to reach out to, what's the other one? Looking out for consumer.
B.
Thank you,
Better
Mel.
Better Business Bureau.
The Better Business Bureau. Couldn't think of it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mel.
Yeah.
Reaching out to those people. You got to take the extra step. We mm-hmm. we do this with like comments in like Yelp and that kind of thing all the time. Just take that extra step and really go go all in on this, because it's the only way we're going to have change. It's the only way to hold people accountable.
There is recourse. You know, if you were treated poorly or you received poor service, you have options to put the, you know, to get your information out there, at least to file a complaint.
Yeah. I really cannot thank you enough for sending this over. Thank you, Melissa. I really appreciate it. It was a good read, a good find, and encourage others to take a look for that. And again, you can find it right at the website. We'll take a break and we'll get to Melissa's news. Real quickly before we do, just had this hot off the presses. Hot. It's a hot piece of paper. Pam just brought this over to us. It comes to us from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Snowmobile trail closures. Due to warm temperatures and deteriorating conditions, all snowmobile trails in Wood County, except for the trails maintained by the Bakersville Snow Rovers, are closed effective immediately. Trails will reopen if we receive sufficient snowfall. County trail maps can be accessed at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website. Always travel with caution as conditions will vary. Respect landowners and stay on marked trails. You can check out their Facebook page, Instagram page, or their website for more information. And that website you can go to is co.wood.wi.us. co.wood.wi.us. You can also always give them a call at 715-421-8422. That's 421-8422. Take a break, get to Mel's news. We'll come back with some more fun. We've got That Ain't Right stories coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Lonely. Locally grown radio. I had to put the lonely part. His song has just got that lonely feel to it, like a lot of 80s songs. It's got that kind of like tone to it.
Richard Marx kind of sound.
Yes, nice call. Nice call. I know the song, but I.
You can look at the menu, but you just can't eat. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can do.
Yeah. It just keeps going, and it's not a bad song. I don't remember the artist, and I don't remember the name of the song or what they're saying in the refrain. But I could sing along to it right now. It's that thing that the music you grow up on, you know, and how that
it's just in your head.
It just stays there, just waiting for it to be brought back. And hey, did you guys play me? Oh, hey, I'm back in your brain. Here's an earworm for you. I won't leave you till about 2 in the morning. But 2 in the morning, that song will be out of your head. You're welcome.
And then you'll be like, thank goodness it's gone. Oh no, I thought of it again.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. Yes. That Ain't Right, and we got another That Ain't Right one for you right here. We've seen people try to smuggle stuff into jail. I mean, many of us saw this in cartoons growing up, or a old TV show or something like that. The whole the file in the cake kind of thing.
Right.
Well, this guy, he should have just made a cake. A guy in Georgia is facing charges after trying to smuggle in 2 big bags of chicken wings.
Whoa.
His name is Michael. He's 45. I'm not going to say his full name because he doesn't deserve the 5 seconds of fame. Guards at DeKalb County Jail near Atlanta saw him sneaking around outside the lobby last Friday. He had a box cutter with him. It's not clear if he was trying to smuggle that in or not, but he did bring plenty of other stuff. They found a bag hidden in a bush outside with tons of stuff in it, including what looks like 3 or 4 dozen hot wings that were fully cooked.
Okay.
So not only are you trying to get these into the inmates here and everything, but you got to do it. You got to do it fast.
There's a timeline.
Nobody wants cold wings. You order hot wings. The bag also contained drugs, of course, cigarettes, cigars, loose tobacco. Hold up. I get everything. I get all lighters, cell phones, chargers, AirPods, jewelry, and 2 sets of Allen wrenches and some glue.
Okay, so he's got his own little store there.
The cigar part stands out to me. I'm sorry. I haven't done hard time, but I've done a little bit of time. My father has done hard time and has told me many stories of things that they've been able to get away with or things that they didn't get caught during. I've never heard cigars.
That's a pretty difficult thing to hide.
Yeah, if you've ever been around a cigar smoker, one of the first things you notice is that somebody lit a cigar.
Yeah.
It's the thickest smoke you'll be around. Yeah, the smell, everything.
Pretty identifiable.
If you didn't get caught with the jewelry or the AirPods, like, hey, where'd you get those AirPods, Inmate 101? the cigar, I feel like, would have, like, really kind of, like, ruined this whole thing for you. Mm-hmm. Guards found a broken window in someone's cell, so that's how the inmate was planning to get everything in. He's facing charges of all of this stuff, and he's going to be joining his friends very soon.
Wow.
Hey, guys, good news. I'm here with you. Bad news, all that stuff
I don't
that
I got the stuff.
All that stuff is in the evidence locker. Yeah. So what's for dinner?
Not chicken wings.
That ain't right, man. I encourage people when you have somebody, you know, in lockup to see them. You just have no idea how much that can mean to somebody. And that's obviously a case by case basis.
Right.
Within reason. Going and saying hi, that could be encouraging. Going and doing this, that's just, you know, hey,
that's illegal.
Not only illegal, it is one of the worst decisions you will make in your life. It's not good. I don't think I'd be able to let this guy, like, even if this guy was doing, like, it was a friend of mine and he was trying to help me out, there's no way I'm ever letting him live this down.
Well, and that guy obviously wasn't doing it out of goodwill. He was doing it to make money.
Oh, yeah. There was no, you know,
which is kind of extortion.
Yeah. Which is probably something that will be added on to his sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, that ain't right. And if you think that one ain't right, we got another one for you coming up. We got another that ain't right one for you coming up. That is right around the corner. We'll go ahead and we'll take our last commercial break, get that taken care of, come back, take you to the top of the hour with the that ain't right story and some good stories of the day coming up for you right here on the morning show at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates that we've been getting from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Really appreciate those, especially in the next couple of days.
Yes, indeed.
Let's take a look at one more feature, that ain't right story. This guy thought he got a great deal on a flight halfway around the world, but he didn't quite make it that far. 62-year-old Kingsley Burnett lives in New York and recently booked his dream vacation to Australia. He was supposed to land in Sydney and then hop on a cruise ship, but he didn't even make it out of the U.S. So what went wrong? Well, it turned out he did book a flight to Sydney. It was Sydney, Montana.
Oh, no.
A small town near the North Dakota border with 6,000 people.
Oops. Very different than Australia.
He knew something was up when his American Airlines flight from New York landed in Billings. And he saw snow-capped mountains in the distance. I love that, like, a lot of people take, some kind of medication to help them sleep through a flight or that kind of thing. I love the idea of him getting on that flight, taking this and being like, what, we're up already? Oh, well, that was a quick flight. That was great. Like, where's the dingoes? Where's the koalas? What's with the snow? I didn't know they had snow in Australia. Nobody's got an accent. What's going on? Shortly after that, he found out the next plane he was supposed to get on was a puddle jumper that definitely couldn't make it across the Pacific. It was only supposed to take him about 250 miles to a small airport in Sydney, Montana.
Oh, my.
A ticketing agent tried to help and says Kingsley had a great sense of humor about it. But by then, there was no way to make it to Australia in time for his cruise. So he stayed overnight in Billings and flew right back to New York. He says the whole thing happened because he was trying to book the cheapest flight possible and the airport codes are similar. Sydney, Australia is SYD and Sydney, Montana is SDY.
Oh, yeah.
A little understandable when you have it broken down for you like that.
Mm-hmm. Except that the prices had to be quite a bit different.
Yeah, the prices were
easily over $1,000 to travel from U.S. to Australia.
Yeah, they always say, going back to idioms here, the don't look a gift horse in the mouth or whatever that is.
Right.
Like, I look in the horse's mouth every time, and this is part of the reason, because you never know. If it seems too good to be true, well, probably you're going to Montana and not Australia. He still probably should have realized, but the manager at his hotel has worked there for 20 years and remembers at least one other guest who made the same mistake.
Oh, really?
The good news is Kingsley isn't throwing in the towel. He rebooked his trip to Australia for this June.
That's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking at the price difference from New York to Montana, well, $300-$400. Mm-hmm. Maybe six. But to go to Australia, well over $1,000.
Yeah, that
he must have thought he got the deal of a lifetime.
And it's hard to blame somebody. I mean, we all know what that feeling is like when you get a good deal on something, but you got to look a little bit more into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. We got some good stories of the day we want to get into. One of them is our guests coming up in Morning Magazine. I was just out there during the break meeting Mackenzie and Reese and Caitlin and Riley and Gretchen. Who are going to be joining us as part one of Morning Magazine to talk about FACT. They're an organization that is helping kids get away from tobacco and understand the dangers of tobacco and vaping. We're going to talk with some of the kids from RAMS coming up in part one.
Well, that'll be fun.
And in part two, our friends from the Southwick County YMCA. That is always a great interview. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to Tri-City Services, sponsor in that segment.
Yeah, they just started their soccer, I believe. So I'm sure you'll be talking about that.
Shout out to one of the best co-hosts there's ever been, Melissa Kay, because as I was getting ready to do that report earlier, I noticed another email Melissa sent over. And while I did not get a chance to read the article, I don't have to. It involves baby penguins.
I can't help it. I see those and I'm like, well, I can't really report on this in the news, but I know James will like it.
Excellent. We go to Apple Valley, Minnesota, not even that far from here. The Minnesota Zoo's penguin colony has announced its newest family member, penguins George and Skittles.
Aren't those great names?
Those are great names. They're the newest parents at the zoo to the little one in the zoo's announcement that they have a picture of. And it's a very happy little bird.
Isn't he adorable?
Got his arms out and everything. Now, a little sneaky note, if you do happen to look this up, and the article I'm looking at is from Fox9.com. We send a shout out to Fox9 for the reporting. It's this little penguin is actually saying hello. That's how penguins say hello. They put both their arms out. If they want to say goodbye, it depends on where a penguin is. If a penguin is to their left, they will flap one wing, and that is how they wave goodbye.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Penguins are there is so much depth to penguins. Mm-hmm. I will not bore the audience by giving you more random facts about penguins, but it's kind of cool if you're interested in those things. As the update states, for now, the young chick remains behind the scenes as he gets acquainted with a few members of the penguin colony. The Minnesota Zoo in Apple Valley is open daily and offers thousands of species for visitors to see. Very similar to our Milwaukee Zoo or the Henry Villas Zoo in Madison, both incredible places. I encourage you to check those out. And while we don't have any penguins at our local zoo here in Wisconsin Rapids, when they open their doors in spring, encourage you to check them out.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of other animals that are fun to see.
I am going to let the guests for Morning Magazine just run the board and run the show themselves. I'm heading to Minnesota. I figure by the time I get there, they should be opening their doors, right? It should be, opening up if they're not open already.
If you're walking.
Yeah. Probably a good point, Melissa. Yeah, I'll just stick around and do my job. I'll just stick around.
Probably a good idea, James. Yeah.
Thank you for sending that, though. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
More good news. A 12-year-old in New Jersey heard that a truck full of frozen French fries crashed. So he recorded his own news report, and it's an actual station played it on the air.
Cool.
He said no one was hurt. All the fries are okay. And his teachers got stuck in traffic still made it to school on time. There is a bunch of this going on right now. And it's gone on for many, many years, of course. But a lot of these little kids getting to do some reporting.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see a whole lot of the Pro Bowl festivities this weekend, but a big shout out to this young boy, Jeremiah, who was interviewing athletes on the sidelines.
Oh, really?
And I mean, just so dang good. He actually interviewed a running back for the Las Vegas Raiders, Josh Jacobs, who had a career year, over 16,000 yards. There's plenty of questions he could have asked about that. But Josh Jacobs' father is in poor health. And so this kid right away is like, I know that they want me to ask you about sports. I wanted to know how your dad's doing. And you see this big, tall NFL athlete built like a brick house, just getting all emotional. Like, I didn't see that coming. Like, a curveball of a question from this little kid. Like,
yeah.
It's kids, man. There's something. A dog that was dumped in the desert in Nevada was rescued after living of more than 6 months with a pack of coyotes.
Oh, my.
They accepted him, and he may have even been the alpha. Some trappers finally managed to catch him in a cage. His rescuers say he'll be okay and loves humans. That's not too surprising, actually, though. Obviously, coyotes and dogs have lineage that's common. Right. But a dog is a little... It's a little like a dog is a little more stationed, so they you know has a little more order to them.
Mm-hmm.
And animals like order; they like those things. Even a wild animal does. Even a wild animal has routine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they
but it
have,
doesn't. Go ahead.
Oftentimes, they can have even more routine than a domesticated animal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and dogs that are out in the wild, that are wild, it doesn't take long for them to join up with a pack and become a pack of wild dogs.
And we did the story the other day about the 14 dogs in Germany that broke the most dogs in a conga line.
Yeah. Did you know how young the daughter was when she did it the first time?
No.
12.
Whoa. That's impressive.
Yeah. Because when you were looking up the videos, the only ones I found were when she did the original conga line. She was 12 years old.
That is pretty cool. That is very, very cool, actually. I didn't know. I'm really glad you saw that. I missed that completely. Mm-hmm. Huh. I like that. That is a really good one. And, of course, many, many other good stories of the day out there. We encourage you to share them with us. Whether you're sending them to Mel or I, please, we encourage you to get us those good stories, those local good stories. We want them. We love them. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming to us, everybody. And, of course, stay right here at this radio station. Now, after Morning Magazine, Kristen Bry will be here. Looking forward to her show every day, as we always do. And a little bit later today, of course, we have the State of the Union address from right from Washington, D.C., from 8 to 10 tonight, right on this radio station.
Awesome.
Mel, you have yourself a great morning. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, you too, James. Thank you.
Have a great morning, everybody. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at, well, you know, I like the way Katrina does this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.